Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us this morning live, Mark Laurie, superintendent of Niagara Falls City School District, talking about cell phones in schools just a week out from the return to classes. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us. Before we really begin, what's this week like for you? How busy are you?
Well, you know, we've worked all summer to be ready for the opening next week. This week is a week of open houses and orientations, and it's a really good time to set the tone for the cell phone policy and other things that we're implementing and expecting with kids. So it starts to ramp up tomorrow with, as I said, orientations and open houses. And then we have a nice long weekend, and students return to Niagara Falls Wednesday, September 3rd.
Okay, so a week from tomorrow. All right, yes. So the cell phone policy will be in effect, bell to bell. Could you have implemented it without pouches? I know you're going with pouches, but could you have done it without?
Sure. I won't deny that we could have done that. I think this is really putting belt and suspenders along with the policy. If we're going to take on a policy or a law, we're going to take it on, and we're going to do it completely and thoroughly correct with total fidelity, and we're going to give students another chance to make sure that phone is away. It's also, in my opinion, a bit of a psychological interim step, because this is such a culture change for a lot of our kids, not necessarily in classes, but in the lunchroom and in the hallways. At least this allows them to slowly detach with the phone close to them in their pouch as they are able to walk with those if they need to, and then start to slowly detach from it. Absolutely, we could have done it without it. This was just a way to ensure that we do this right, we do this completely, and we do this with the fidelity that the law and the policy expects.
How do the pouches help? You're not the only school district. A lot of them are using these pouches instead of just, you know, a locker or somewhere else. How do the pouches help, having them instead of just doing a locker or keeping them away?
Well, I think it could save time. You have your pouch. It's an easy thing to say, put that away right now. This is your warning. Put it away. Get it out of sight. You know what the policy is. Put it away, lock it up, and it won't waste time sending kids back to their locker, having teachers or staff take the responsibility of holding a phone for someone. We didn't want to put that burden on teachers. We didn't want to take that responsibility. We're trying to push responsibility back to students, and we're trying to give them the tools to do it. So this is one of the tools that will allow them to take ownership and responsibility so that they can't say, I forgot, I didn't have. You have a locker, you have a pouch, own it, live with it, and do it. And we just wanted to make this as seamless and as easy for students and staff as possible, because what we're really here for is instruction and learning.
So students have the pouch. They're sealed and unsealed with a magnet. Now, will they be able to tell if it's vibrating or if a noise is going up? Will that come through the pouch?
Yeah, so there's one other step, and it's a really good point, Susan. We have to ask you to turn your phone off or put it into airplane mode. Now, as we develop more technology, what we're seeing are pouches that will even muffle the sound or muffle the vibration. We aren't there yet with our purchase, but I know that that's the next wave of pouches. So it is an extra step. You need to put your phone on airplane mode just as you would on an airplane. You need to turn your phone off, and you need to get that sound away, or it's going to be distracting nonetheless when it rings or dings. And we want to make sure that we reinforce that as the first step before entering the pouch or leaving the phone completely in your locker. We don't want ringing lockers, and we don't want ringing pouches.
Okay. Well, it's a new policy, again, across the state, not just in Niagara Falls. Every school district has to deal with this. How have teachers been reacting? What's the buzz around the classrooms as teachers are getting ready for the new school year?
I think teachers have been waiting for this. I think teachers are excited about this. I think teachers realize two things. One, that it will take a little time for this to fully take hold, because change is difficult, especially for 15, 16, 17-year-olds who have had this appendage so prominent in their hand for so long. So I know that they are patient with it. But in the long run, I know the focus is going to be better. They know that the discipline will be easier. They know that the disruptions will be less. So they're excited about it. I think it's going to be about 5 to 7 weeks of reinforcement, reminders, making sure that it's done right. We all have to be part of this. It starts with, because I've received this question many, many times, what about adults? Does it apply to them? And my response has been that as adults in the building, starting with me and the principals and the teachers, we have to model the expectation that we expect our students to adhere to. So I've stressed that and will continue to stress that in our opening faculty meetings. But I think teachers have been awaiting for this to come down.
That's good to know. What has this cost the district, Niagara Falls City Schools, and have you been reimbursed yet by the state?
So we received a letter late last week that our reimbursement of $33,140 will be coming to us later this week. We received that letter, so I'm anticipating that to come in our state aid run this week. It has cost us an additional $50,000, which we put in the budget deliberations coming into this year because we didn't know what the state reimbursement's been. We think it's a wise investment. We think this helps us to plan this policy and implement it with fidelity. And so the difference was about $50,000. The $13.5 million state pot of money allocated $10.90 to each student in grades 7 through 12. And based on a formula of 3,500 students, that's how we arrived at our number of about $33,000.
Okay. Well, hey, Mark, good luck over the next week. I'm sure we'll be checking in with you again as the weeks roll on here at the beginning of the school year. Mark Lurie is superintendent at Niagara Falls City School District. Just over a week for him for the return to school, and it will be a phone-free return to school across New York State.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.